Well, it's kind of fun to take our live feed wherever we can, wherever we might want to. Brian Fitzy is in Philly. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You sound like you're right here in the studio with us. Necessity is the mother of invention. Ordinarily, you would have been in Pittsburgh this week for the Three Rivers Arts Festival, and it's still going to take place, but it will be at their virtual festival website, and it's Filter Music's Live 2020 Solo Innovation Showcase. I want to talk a little bit about how you got into what you're doing and a little of how you do what you're doing, but I think before we do that, we might as well have you do what you do. So if you're ready to lay something on us, I will tell you as you're listening, while I can't see Brian, the Filter Music movement involves technology and music and looping and gadgetry, yet it's still incredibly authentic. One person is creating all of these sounds before you in real time with some aids, but it's all happening in real time. So whenever you're ready, Brian, just let her rip.
Absolutely. I'm going to take these headphones off for just a second off.
You bet.
To deal with that latency.
Oh, yes.
Latency is everything with live looping.
Yeah, I know. I know. And he's talking about a slight little delay that happens that's not enough to make it hard to talk, but just enough to get you all off if you're not careful.
It's like being on a boat.
Yeah.
All right. This tune's called There's Just You. Might talk you guys through this a little bit. We got drums. Shakers. Here we go.
Room crowded full of people, so much noise and so much sound. Distractions, earrings all around. There's just you. There's just you. There's just you. Traffic roaring down the highway, horns and sirens echo in the alley. There's a million places I could be. People I could see, but there's just you. There's just you. There's just you.
Time to put a bit more in the mix. Just me by myself here, so I'm gonna be my own backup singers too. We're gonna revisit this part later. Part two. your couch or in your car or wherever, and you can keep a beat with your hands. Help me out and keep that four going. Here we go.
Here we are together, isolated from the scene. I wish we had forever when we choose to leave. The two of us will lab each other with nothing in between. And that's all I need.
Here we go.
Make no sense in this at all. And I'm so tired of trying. So wait just an instant. You become the only thing on my mind. There's just you. There's just you. Oh, there's just you. There's just you.
Time to bring it all back.
There's just you.
That was fun. That's Brian Fitzy, who I believe is in Philly. I know you're from Philly. Is that where we find you today?
Yeah, I live just outside of the city, just to the west of the city.
What home base? What neighborhood do you live in?
I'm in Coatesville, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I know. I've been to Coatesville. Oh, my gosh. I was in Coatesville years ago, and I'm trying to remember why. I think Bethlehem Steel had a plant in Coatesville. I think
Lucas. Lucas Steel.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was there for that many, many moons ago. Is that where you grew up?
Yeah, not too far, about 15 minutes outside of the center of the town. And but my family's pretty much always been in the Philly area. My mom's from Pittsburgh, though.
Oh, that's nice. How did you end up doing this?
That's an easy and difficult question to answer simultaneously. pretty much out of necessity. When I initially started to perform my own music and getting out of the cover world, I needed to find a way that I could do it in a cost-effective way, because I would perform like 30 nights a year. 30 nights, sorry, in a row. I would perform like 300 nights a year. Perform about 30 nights to put enough money aside to be able to actually go out and do a show with a band. So the amount of money that it would cost to go on the road for even a day or two was just wild, like just totally cost prohibitive and logistically really challenging too. If I'd get a call for a festival or a booking for like a media thing or whatever, to be able to get like 10 people to be available for the same date and the logistics of getting there if it was a travel thing, mm-hmm. was just like a nightmare. So around that time of my necessity rising to figure out an alternative or a solution, I got introduced to the technology of live looping and as a platform. My sister actually was brought on, got into it first. She's a few years younger than me. Got into live looping first and ended up becoming the face for one of the companies for a whole product launch of loopers. She pretty much got out of doing that, but I had an interest in it, and I really kind of over the years doubled down on it. And it's become such a powerful tool, number one, to perform, but also to compose. And the technical side has just been fantastic as well. I'm an engineer and, in the studio, and I can take that skill set out live. And so the possibilities for an educational platform as well is just so great. I do a lot of workshops at schools. So hopefully that wasn't too verbose.
No, it was absolutely fine. And it's really interesting to hear you speak about it. And if you have a band, often you end up paying yourself last to make everybody whole that's come with you. And, there's an old joke about the musician that wins the lottery And you know that one, I'm sure, right? What he does? He plays until the, or she plays until the money runs out.
Yep.
Loopers and these tools have gotten better. And if you're not familiar with them, and Brian can add to this, but, you know, essentially you can lay down a measure or two and then play it back, and you could add another, you know, more measures. But you can do it all in real time by pressing buttons with your feet or your hands. And they've gotten – you end up learning to play them as if they are an additional musical instrument, because, in fact, they are. Were you a natural at that, or it must take some just developing the dexterity, let alone the mindset to use it?
That's a really good question. Yeah, I did take to it very naturally. Pretty much all things musical have always kind of been that way for me, and it's an extension of that. There's such a rhythmic component in looping efficiently and looping well, just in the first place. I'm a drummer and a ton of other instruments. I mean, you heard me beatboxing and doing violin and guitar here, but a lot of other instruments that are in my arsenal, and so much of that is to practice well, you need to practice consistently, and you need to practice to a metronome, because we all naturally speed up or slow down as we mm-hmm. as we play things. So it was something that did come naturally to me, but being able to do it with finesse required a lot of work. And I went through so many iterations and different setups to be able to get a product that was consistent for an audience and it had enough of a tool set that I could say something that I wanted to say. There are still a lot of rigid hardware limitations there, but it's at the same time freeing, if that makes sense.
Well, true. I mean, it can be quite joyful to play with another musician, or if you're on stage, to perform with another actor. But here you can focus on the audience as well as your own creative thoughts. Do you find yourself doing improvisation or do you pretty much have to stick to the routes you know will work, and kind of the, you know, what you've practiced? I would think you could improv.
Oh, totally. Actually, it's become a regular thing. I have a Friday night stream that I've been doing since March 14th, which is just wild at this point.
Yeah, it really is.
And a thing that's become kind of a staple of that is at the end of the show, I will kind of I'll fade to my thanks for watching screen, and I'll keep the audio feed live, and I will remix whatever song I was doing in the moment and just kind of freestyle it. The way I perform my originals is like loosely the same way every time, but I will often intentionally throw myself a curveball. Like, I'll do something different foundationally to make my brain have to work a bit harder to figure it out. I'm like a self-saboteur.
I'm sorry. I relate. Believe me, I relate.
Good.
Yeah, you like a challenge.
I do.
You mentioned you're an engineer. Do you work in a studio recording for other folks too?
Yeah, I've worked as a session guy and as a producer and an engineer, mixed down and tracking. Occasionally, I'll do mastering work, but that's such a specialized subset of the studio world that I will often leave that to someone that exclusively does it. But so much of the thought process that goes into making a good record for yourself or someone else applies here. It just all applies here. All the physics and the logic behind it, everything. It's you really have to wear so many hats to do live looping with some depth, I think.
This is Brian Fitzy, who is in Coatesville, Pennsylvania, right now, you'll get a chance to see him on the Three Rivers Arts Festival virtual main stage tonight as part of Filter Music's Live 2020 Solo Innovation Showcase. If you go to our Facebook page or our webpage, we have links to the event and to Brian's. I think we linked to your Facebook page so people can learn more about what you do. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on community radio. Thank you for doing that. Can you, I'd like to, you know, go to a new song, but on that last song, people are probably wondering, you were actually playing a true guitar, right?
Yeah.
And a true violin or fiddle, I think.
Mm-hmm. Because, it's an electric violin.
Right. But you may be thinking, I mean, you were bowing that instrument. This was not a case of, I think some people believe that the kind of music you're making uses synthesizers, and maybe some people do, but for the most part, most people I've seen, at least, doing it are using conventional instruments. It's the manipulation of the sound after those instruments are brought into the recording where things start to get a bit more electronic. So it's not as if you just pressed number 24 on your Casio keyboard and made violin sounds. You're actually bowing and playing.
I'll use a lot of synthesizers. But, you know, really the biggest thing, I mean, to go back to that earlier question is one of the bigger reasons I got into live looping is, like, doing a solo show is just a, you know, guitarist with you know, my vocal as a solo act didn't seem like a representation of who I actually am. So being able to play the violin and bring that in, and that's always been, like, the big asterisk, I think, for me. My formal training's in that, and it's what I went to school for, and to not feature that seemed like disingenuous.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Westchester University, Pennsylvania.
Excellent. Good Keystone representative here. Solid.
Yes.
Well, we're going to have time for a few more songs. What would you like to do next? As long as you're okay with that.
Oh, no, of course. What would be a good one to do for you? Some of these can get so long. They can balloon as compositions. So, like, when I have a set list that's, like, 25 minutes long, it's, like, three songs. So I'll think of something that's expeditious.
If it'll help you, I think we have, as much as, like, 20 minutes of radio time here, so...
Cool.
No worries on. I want you to be comfortable.
Sure. I am going to do a tune that has gone through a ton of iterations, which, honestly, most of these originals have, just because, like I said, that whole self-sabotage thing, that yields the final product usually, like enough distillation periods. So this is a tune from my record, Hard Times for Dreamers, came out in 2017. And this is a song that my mom really loves. Yeah. This tune's called Play God.
Okay. Here again is Brian Fitzy.
All right. For the freedom that they're taking from you and me, this melting pot will not bend for king and the son to read. They can't be righteous when they also play the role of judge and jury.
You can't play God, oh no. You can't play God, oh no, 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 no. And it's too late, to spin around and end this now. Oh no.
Flashing in the street and Congress looks away from simple disturbance. They only vote for their interest, but they call it public service. We're on our way to being half a billion people with less than a percent of the population holding all the power. It's time to dissent.
You can't play God, oh no. You can't play God, oh no. And it's too late, to spin around and end this now.
Oh no. You can't ever, ever, you can't ever, ever, you can't, come on. You can't, come on, you can't, yo.
It's a lonely time for love, it's a lonely time for peace. It's a lonely time for anyone who's practiced what they preach. Let's practice what they preach.
Now we're gonna build up that chorus. And I think I'm gonna talk to you guys on the violin too. Break from the script just a little bit. Guitar first! Busy on this violin.
Brian Fitzy, man, you sounded just great. with that.
Thank you.
And I can tell when you have a live audience in front of you, it's got to be really terrific to play and to interact and kind of explain what you're doing. I'm sure when you do educational workshops, it's like that as well.
Yes,
to make
much
that
so.
Happen.
I like everybody in the round.
I'm curious, what is the community around folks like you? I mean, is there a sort of a group of kindred spirits that enjoy making music this way?
Yeah, I think so. I think the filter music is such a representative entity of that. I've met people all over the world that use this technology to say something and to kind of like as a megaphone. I've never wanted to use it as a crutch, but as a tool. So just an ability for me to be more of myself than I can via the constraints of the material physical world.
Oh, you're giving talk about self-sabotage. Well, it's
yes.
Important. I think there is a potential for things to become less than authentic if you're not careful. That's true
yeah.
with anything you do, but I think especially you do not want it sounds to me like you don't want your music to be a product of the technology. It's more that the technology is a tool and what
Correct.
It is you want to communicate.
Yeah.
Have you met Saul Paul from Austin?
I
do
have.
You know him? Saul Paul, he's not he's getting with us soon. Let me see if he's still on the phone here so you can say hello to him. Hey, Saul Paul, are you there?
I am.
Oh, he is. Brian Fitzy is here. And
Fitzy, what's going on, sir?
Yeah.
You know what it is, man. I'm excited to perform with you tonight.
I look forward to checking you out tonight, man. You are great at what you do.
Thank you. You too, man. I'm looking forward to yours.
Yeah, and what we're going to do, Brian and Saul, hang on. Saul, I think, is on Texas time, so he was thinking he was going to be on a little later this morning. We wanted to try to get him to do a little preview since we still have a little time left, which means it'd be interesting if you could have two loopers at the same time. I'm sure it's been done.
It has. I don't know that it would be possible with three feeds with a bit of latency.
yeah, it probably would be very hard. How can folks check out your music directly?
RyanFitzy.com.
Mm-hmm. Hang on 1 second. There, you're good now.
There you go. That was kind of what I was experiencing, like an inner ear falling up the steps kind of thing. RyanFitzy.com, BrianFitzy.com. You can find all my music there, videos. I'm on obviously all the platforms. My latest record, which I just did a tune from, is on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, everywhere. And all of my catalog is on Bandcamp.
Excellent.
You can also hear me on Pandora.
Your mom has good taste, too. That was a great song.
Thank you.
So we're going to get to Saul Paul on to do at least one tune, maybe a couple. Thank you for being here, and good luck on the Arts Festival stage tonight in your home state.
I really appreciate it. I wish I could be there in Pittsburgh. It's one of my favorite cities, period, but
yeah. Well,
soon.
There's always a place for you here. So
thank you.
Once the restrictions are left or
yes.
removed, we'll be able to do it. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talk about real time and the beauty of live radio. Saul Paul is going to be here. I thought we weren't going to have him at first. And I have him all set up, ready to go. Saul Paul, are you there?
I am here.
You sound great. And I'm really happy to have you here. You are from Austin. And tell me a little bit about yourself and your background as a musician.
I'm from Austin, Texas. I am a musician with The Message. I'm proud to be from the live music capital of the world. It has influenced how I approach my craft. I am a singer-songwriter and a hip-hop artist. I play the guitar, and I use a loop pedal to create the music live. So I'll beatbox and record that, play guitar on top of it, sing, and then mix in some written raps as well as improvisational.
Fantastic. Are you from Austin originally?
Born and raised in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
So I like to say that's where I was born, but I was musically birthed in Austin. I'm living in a couple other cities, L.A. and Atlanta, and I purposely chose to move back to Austin because it's a great city.
Well, let's waste no time, and I'd love to talk more. I love the fact that it's music with a message. You're using your skills and talent to also express things you want to share. I was talking with Fitz a little bit earlier about the fact that some people might think music that's made with gadgetry is part of it, is that the gadgetry is the point. That's not the point at all, right? It's just a tool to use in self-expression.
Exactly.
And Brian Fitzy and I had a nice chat about that. What would you like to play for us, Paul? Anything, I mean, to tell us about the tune before you play it?
I'll definitely share a song that is very timely, given the climate that we're experiencing in our country. So many things are changing right now. And so I believe now is the time to be the change. So I let the song speak, but it's a song called Be the Change.
Thanks. Here is Saul Paul live from Austin, Texas.
We can all prevail, we can all succeed, but I gotta be the change, I must be the lead. So I guess I lend a helping hand, show love to my neighbor, bring up to stand. Cause I've been thinking about it, I should be the change. Ain't no doubt about it, time to be the change. Ain't no way around it if you're tired of the same.
Saul Paul sounding absolutely great in Austin. How can folks reach you to learn more about your music?
I've tried to keep it as simple as possible. So the website is saulpaul.com, saulpaul.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, @ Saul Paul. They can give me an email at saulpaul@saulpaul.com. And if they have a smartphone and they can download apps, they can go to the iTunes App Store or Google Play and download the app, which is called the Saul Paul app.
You've made it perfect. All we need is 1-800-SAUL-PAUL, and you're good to go.
Hey, I haven't got that, but you know what? That might change very shortly.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Why not?
I like that.
You call every day, you hear a snippet, you know, maybe.
Wow.
Hey, I'm in. Yeah.
Well, check this out. I want to make sure that thank you for the opportunity to be here. I know we're shorter on time because of me, not you. I got good problems, time zone issues. But what I'm kind of most known for and how I incorporate the loop pedal into my live show and live performances, really, I do improvisational music, meaning I make it up on the spot. That's really what introduced me to the loop pedal, which I like as a tool because it allows me to create music the way that I hear music and see music in my head. So what I like to do is make up an improvisational song that's based off of some random words, some input that you give me, so we can have this experience. That'll be my gift to you.
That will be wonderful. What I'm going to do is just quickly thank Sloan Simon, Katie Liu, and our kids from Pittsburgh, Obama, Chaslin, Jael, and Amila, talking about Civic Saturdays today, and Jamal Gosa, all guests, because we're going to let you play us out. It'll be a pleasure. So I'm all ready, Saul. You tell me what you need, and we're going to turn it right over to you.
Give me three words.
Peace, rest, energy.
Peace, rest, and energy. And a bonus word that has to be like totally random, super creative, hopefully multi-syllabic. The crazier, the better.
Kaleidoscope.
Cephalophagus or Bucha or...
Okeechobee.
That's so cool. I need a definition. Okeechobee, what is that?
Okeechobee is a swamp, right? Swampland. Oh, Ricky's looking at me. Do I have that right? I think I'm right.
Okay. Okeechobee, we had rest, peace, and energy. So this is how I use a loop pedal. Check it out. And I get it. This isn't my first rodeo. So if you got to cut me, no worries. But it works like this. The first thing I do is record some guitar.
Let me just tell you, Okeechobee is a city in Florida. There is swamp around there, but it's a legitimate city too.
I like how you clean that up. Like, yeah. Hey, I want to go on record.
Exactly.
It's not just a swamp. I don't need those emails and negative posts.
You got
people
it.
Hating on me. Exactly. All right. So the first thing I do is record the guitar. Check it out. Okay. And now I add like some beat to it. So if you listen, you'll hear me incorporate energy, rest, peace, and Okeechobee. Did I say that right?
You got it.
Okeechobee, okay, here we go. I might do that first. Like, I'm focused like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Down south in Florida, Okeechobee. It's not just water, it's not just a city. It's also a swamp, it could get gritty. If it's freestyle, then I feel it should be pretty. Who with me? Filter Fest. Shout out to Mike Y. I do what I do. I'm softball. I'm the fly guy. Shout out to Fitz. I call him Fitzy. Now check this out. Say, who is really with me? I said that twice because I rep for the family. I'm not about the foolishness or vanity. I'm trying to stay focused and keep my sanity. I got my energy and my family. That's my people, they always on my side. That's the reason why I rest, why I sleep 9 to 5. Or realistically, 5 to 9, because then I wake up by midnight and get back on my grind. Peace, that's all that I have, plus a lot of big words, a big vocab. I'm a beast. You can call me SP or call me Saul Paul. Shout out to the P. I-double-T, that's the bird. I'm Saul Paul, hey, forget what you heard. Let's go.
I love it. So
freestyle off top.
Tonight, you will be on the same stage at the Three Rivers Arts Festival, the virtual stage, and we've got a link to that on our website so folks can hear you. I'm so glad we were able to sneak you in, and I know folks will love watching you tonight. Thank you so much for being able to be with us from Austin. And when you make it to Pittsburgh next, let us know. I'd love to get you in studio here with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Saul Paul.